door because my washing machine's going real hard right now.
Her washing machine's going crazy. Well, welcome to my podcast. No, I'm just kidding.
She's welcome back to the Little Salad Podcast, taking place from Atlanta, Georgia.
And Tennessee.
What's the capital of Tennessee?
Nashville. I made that up.
No, that's correct, I think.
Really? Google it.
Fate ain't. What is the capital of Tennessee? It is Nashville.
I was right. I do know all of my states and capitals.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, anyway, welcome to the Little Salad Podcast.
We are so croutons. Sorry that it has taken us 8 million years to do this.
We took an unsolicited break.
Yeah. But we're back now. High school in about 2 days, so I've had a lot of stuff to do.
I've been done with classes for over a month, so I have no excuse. However, we're back now, and that's what matters, so sit down and deal with it.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm just kidding. That was mean.
Sit down and deal with it.
But anyway,
well, shit.
What are y'all doing? What are y'all doing?
What are y'all doing?
Screwing.
Leslie Jordan, if you're listening, we love you.
Anyway, accents and southern aside, welcome back to the Little Salad Podcast, brought to you by drumroll.
Anchor. Yersh.
Thank you. Okay, so what are we doing today?
Today, we're going to do Mad Libs.
Yay!
The fun fifth grade activity.
I love it.
There's one on the website we're at if you would like to do this with anybody else another day. It's called madtakes.com.
Madtakes.com.
Not sponsored.
Yeah, so I guess let's just jump right into it, you know?
There's one called Anybody Want a Peanut?
I feel like you should go first, and I can fill in if you already have one picked out that you want to do, and then
I had one picked out, and it was the first one that I said when I discovered the site, and it's called Can I Have Your Daughter's Hand?
All right. So Ella's gonna read this one, ask me for the little inserts, and then I'm going to fill them in, and then I guess we'll just alternate between each one for the duration of the podcast episode.
Yes.
All right, let's get into it.
All right, so first I need a silly name.
Bibble.
Spelled
B-I-B-B-L-E.
Okay, well, it's trying to autocorrect to bubble, but that's not what I want.
That's not right.
All right, next I need a silly word.
Weenus. Everybody has a weenus.
Verb.
Walking to the doctor's office. A little typing ASMR for ya.
Yes. There's an eraser shaving on my keyboard. I need a noun.
Right toenail. Which toenail? Just one on the right. You don't know if it's the big toe, the pointer toe, the middle toe, the ring toe, or the pinky toe.
It's a complete support. You should have saved this because I need a body part now.
I'll give you a body part.
Oh, God.
You need a body part now?
Yes, ma'am.
Broken nostril.
Okay.
Can you break cartilage?
I don't think so.
Well, anyway.
Yeah, I don't think so.
All right, go on.
I need a female name.
Mariah Carey. The third.
Mariah Carey the third.
The third.
Mariah Carey. Okay. Verb ending in ED.
ED. Oh, like a past tense verb.
Yeah.
Jumped off of the Golden Gate Bridge.
I love that there's absolutely no limit to how many words I can put into this.
I'm so excited.
Okay, noun.
Crouton. Covered in dressing.
You should have just left it at crouton.
I love how every time you think that like it's the end of my answer, it's not. I just keep it going.
Would you like to elaborate on the dressing or no?
Let's leave it to their imagination.
Okay. Plural noun.
That's my thinking sound.
Just absolute silence.
Dust mites found in an old heating vent.
Found where?
In an old heating vent. Now, this here is going to be a whole novel for y'all. Oh,
this is going to be a story.
Lengthy.
Verb.
Story. Verb. Tripping down the stairs.
Noun.
Carpet stain.
What kind of carpet stain?
Oh, you don't want to know.
Oh, God. Occupation.
Ferret trainer.
Jesus Christ.
Who aspires to audition for The Voice. Actually, so you think you can dance.
Okay.
I wanted to switch it up a little.
Gotta put "so you think you can dance" in quotes.
We don't want them to sue us.
Oh, we came up with an excellent flea market idea name.
It's called Fleetwood Market, and if anyone's interested, let us know and we will make it. And
Fleetwood Mac, please do not sue us.
We will have vendors, so please come to Fleetwood Market.
Fleetwood Market, located in Hell, Alaska.
That's a place?
Yep.
All right, well, I don't know if I'm going to be going to Alaska, but...
Give me a number.
Google Plexian.
What?
That's the largest number. Why do you think Google is called Google? I believe that the number is called Google Plexian. Let me just make sure. Google Plex. Is it just... Yeah, it's called Google Plexian.
How do you spell said
Google? G-O-O-G-O-L-P-L-E-X-I-A-N. Google Plexian.
Okay. Verb.
This is a long one.
I only have two more after this.
Okay, verb. Shopping. For dog treats. She looked at me like she was like, there's no way she's going to only like, leave it at that.
There's no way.
And you were right.
Silly word.
Hobknocker.
That's from iCarly.
Yeah, and apparently it has some inappropriate meaning that went right over kids' heads. I will not be disclosing the definition of the word.
The hobknocker is a construction tool invented in the mid-60s, used in the demolition of buildings.
Well, that's not what I heard.
Oh, Urban Dictionary.
Number one source.
The act of someone being a hobknocker. A hobknocker is someone that runs around rubbing their penis and balls on random people.
That's the one I heard.
And or kicking random people in the balls.
Yes, Dan Schneider.
That's funny. Okay, silly name.
Oh, we got a musical in here.
Oh, we got a saxophone player.
Number, you said?
Yeah.
No,
silly name.
Oh, silly name. Danielica. See, it's a mixture of Daniel and Angelica.
Danielica. Okay, time to go mad. Okay.
Y'all ready to go mad?
Dear?
What?
Dear Mr. and Mrs. Bibble Weenus. Okay. Will you let me walk into the doctor's office your right toenail? Ever since I have laid broken nostril on Mariah Carey the third.
How romantic.
I have jumped off the Golden Gate Bridge madly in love with her.
Aww.
I wish that she will be the crouton covered in dressing of my dust mites found in an old heating vent. And that someday we will tripping down the stairs happily ever after.
Aww.
I have a carpet stain as a ferret trainer who aspires to audition for So You Think You Can Dance that plays Googleplexian each month.
Wow.
I promise to shopping for dog food, Mariah Carey the third, with kindness and respect. Sincerely, Hobknocker Danielica.
Aww.
Yeah, isn't that sweet?
Also, you said dog food when I said dog treats specifically.
Oh, I'm sorry. I heard dog food.
All right. Well, that was Ella's, and it was called...
What was Can I Have Your Daughter's Hand?
Can I Have Your Daughter's Hand?
And this is where you're asking for Mariah Carey the third.
The third.
And in marriage.
And in marriage.
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 Marriage. All right.
Mine is called, this first one I have is called Letter from Camp, Adlib.
Oh, God.
Printer friendly, apparently.
Yes.
So you can print them out and play that with your friends.
Exactly. Oh, I should have printed that out.
All right. Well. You know, you could always press back on your Safari.
Well, shit.
I'm assuming you're using Safari because you're not an imbecile who uses Google Chrome.
Absolutely not.
Lovely. Okay. No offense to Chrome users. It's just not my cup of tea.
It's just, you're a sociopath if you use Chrome.
Okay. I need a relative.
A relative?
Relative.
Lenny's third cousin, Joe.
Okay. Lenny's third cousin, Joe. Adjective.
Sweaty.
Nice. Adjective. And there's a lot of adjectives in here, so I'm going to need to keep them in the back of your mind.
Oh, God. Okay.
Do.
Is incestual an adjective?
I hope so. Incestual. It wants to auto-correct to ancestral. Maybe the word is incestuous?
Incestuous?
Let's see. Incestuous? Is that a thing? Yes. Involving or guilty of incest. Okay. Incestuous.
Incestuous.
All right. Adjective.
Jesus. Smelling of dead sewer rat.
Yes. See, I knew we were on the same page.
Yeah.
Name of person in room.
Well, I'm currently alone, so Chad Dylan Cooper.
Chad Dylan Cooper.
That is so random.
Or so random.
So random.
Adjective.
Adjective.
I got a Snapchat notification and it made the audio go brrr.
I heard that. I was a little scared. I think adjective, you say it?
Yeah.
Crawling with rabies.
Oh. Should I leave in that little mess up in the audio?
Just yes, of course.
Just so that the audience can enjoy?
Nobody's perfect.
Relax. All right. Adjective. Reading these back is so funny.
Rancid.
Ew. I hear Ella getting Snapchat notifications as well.
Yay.
Verb.
I'm sorry. I'm just so popular.
Verb ending in A-D.
Like
a past tense verb. I don't know why they just say past tense verb.
Yeah. Well, this website doesn't look that official, so.
Yeah. Any day now, ma'am. That would be great. Well, while she's
fixated on the pornographic image.
Body part.
Oh. Left ovary.
Verb ending in ing.
Hobknocking all the way to the doctor's office.
Hobknocking all the... Ooh, she popular.
I'm sorry.
Hobknocking all the way to the doctor's office. Yes, ma'am. A plural noun.
Plural noun.
Okay, so I just realized that Lenny is accidentally autocorrected to Lenus, and I... <didn't know.
laughs> I had a good one that I thought of earlier, but I can't remember it.
Plural noun.
Kevin from Despicable Me's three hairs.
Noun.
Tidy whitey.
Adverb.
Slipping on one's own slimy mucus.
Slipping on one's own slimy mucus? Ew. Verb.
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 Throwing away a dead body.
Yum. Another verb.
Going back to retrieve the dead body.
Relative.
Relative?
Yes.
Mariah Carey II.
Ooh, a family tree.
Yes.
Mariah Carey,
I.
Okay, and finally, person in room.
Ted Bundy.
Ted Bundy.
Ted Bundy.
All right, go mad.
Go mad.
Are you ready? Mm-hmm. Dear Lenny's third cousin, Joe, I'm having a sweaty time at camp. The counselor is incestuous. And the food is smelling of dead sewer rat. I met Chad Dylan Cooper, and we became crawling with rabies friends. Unfortunately, Chad Dylan Cooper is rancid. And I fixated on the pornographic image, my left ovary. So we couldn't go hobnocking all the way to the doctor's office like everybody else. I need more Kevin from Despicable Me's three hairs and a tidy whitey sharpener. So please, slipping on one's own slimy mucus, throwing away a dead body more, than going back to retrieve the dead body back. You're Mariah Carey II, Ted Bundy. Can we just go over that sentence? So please, slipping on one's own slimy mucus, throwing away a dead body more when you're going back to retrieve the dead body back. It's so funny.
Love that.
Okay.
Okay.
I think we should do one more each.
Yeah.
This will be a nice, concise podcast.
Yes. Okay, so this next one is called My Dream Man.
Ooh.
So, I'm gonna need an adjective. I heard you take that breath. You were just like,
okay. It's important stuff. An adjective?
Mm-hmm. I just looked at one that's coming up later, and it's part of body, and I just thought of something.
Oh my gosh.
I'm gonna write it down just in case I have to give a part of body.
Okay. As for an adjective, blackest.
Blackest?
Yeah.
Another adjective.
Whitest.
Celebrity.
That extra from that one episode that I can't remember the name of. Again, that's that extra from that one episode that I can't remember the name of. Thank you.
Another celebrity.
That one name in the credits of that one movie that I remember. Again, that's that one name in the credits of that one movie that I can't remember the name of. Yeah.
Oh my god, animal.
Down syndrome tiger. Do you know what that is? Wait, please Google it. Please Google
Down. Is it a tiger with Down syndrome?
Yes. Or at least one that looks like it has Down syndrome. There was this kid. There's this kid who was in my same program as me in high school. And everyone would say that he looked like the Down syndrome tiger.
This rare white tiger, cruelly dubbed as the ugliest big cat in the world, was bred through incest by animal trafficker who wanted to make a small fortune. The animal called Kenny had a deformed face that erroneous reports claimed was caused by Down syndrome. Aw, Kenny.
He's special.
I love him. I'm gonna put Kenny, the Down syndrome tiger.
All right.
Verb.
talk to the voices that I hear in my head at night. They're so loud.
During my schizophrenic episode. Noun.
Pepperoni. That is definitely not meat.
Another noun.
Spider with six legs. I think all spiders might have six legs, actually.
I accidentally wrote six kegs instead of legs.
It's a party spider.
He's ready to party. Okay. Poppy. Part of body. I came up with a really good one, just in case.
I think, can you, you can use it for my next one.
Okay, good.
Okay, yeah, you can use it for my last one. Body part. Web of toe.
Adverb.
An adverb is
describing an action.
Describing an action. Okay. Quickly changing the channel because I was definitely watching porn.
Okay, adjective.
That was loud.
I'm sorry, I moved my computer and then my Sharpie fell on it.
Adjective. Just so ugly.
So
just ugly. So ugly.
Just so ugly.
Yeah.
I put like 8 O's in so. Adverb.
Disgustingly unseasoned water. Water. Again, that's disgustingly unseasoned water.
What? Okay, how's water?
I like my water seasoned. You don't drink your water seasoned, you peasant.
I drink seltzer, which is just...
That's nasty.
That's technically seasoned water.
Go on. Mm. No, I mean with, like, red pepper flakes and pepper and salt.
No, but... no. No, ma'am.
Put a little tahini in there. Mmm.
I am disgusted. Adjective.
Talented. On opposite day.
Aw, it capitalizes opposite day because it's a national holiday.
Talented on opposite day.
Adjective.
Sex offender? ? Actually, that's a noun, isn't it?
Yes, but there's a noun later on. Do you want me to...
Sex offender like? ?
Since sex offender like.
? Because they're not sure.
Okay.
See, there's some motion involved. I like it. That was a burp, and that was disgusting.
Part of body, again.
Unmoisturized knee pit. Your face before you have to type them is so funny.
I'm so upset.
Unmoisturized
knee pit. Adjective.
I'm not sure. Adjective. What's funny?
I thought that's what you were saying was your
no.
outfit.
Light skin, dark skin.
So, like a light skinned, dark skin?
Light skin, dark skin.
Okay. Noun.
Treasure chest from Chuck E. Cheese. I definitely didn't just fart.
Okay.
I'm so glad no one listens to this podcast.
Somebody does, and their age is like 35.
Yes.
Well, my dad listens, so.
Well, your dad knows that I fart.
Noun.
There's just so many. Used floss.
Ew. Person in room, and it has to be a male.
There is Evan. Evan Peter is on my poster.
I wrote Evan Peters.
Evan Peters. Wait, but I also do have my Harry Potter candle, my astronaut Daniel Radcliffe candle.
Well, already wrote Evan Peters.
That's true. If you're wondering, yes, I do have a Daniel Radcliffe dressed as an astronaut candle. It's kind of shaped like the worship candles. It's on my dresser. I got it for my birthday from one of my friends.
Okay. Well, it's time to go mad.
Yeah!
Okay. My dream man should be, first of all, very blackest and whitest.
Ooh.
He should have a physique like that extra from that one episode that I can't remember the name of. A profile like that one name in the credits of that movie that I can't remember the name of. And the intelligence of Kenny the Down Syndrome Tiger. He must be polite and always remember to talk to the voices that I hear in my head. My pepperoni that is definitely not meat. To tip his spider with six legs and to take my web of toe when crossing the street.
Ew.
He should move quickly. Changing the channel because I was definitely watching porn. Have a just so ugly voice. And should always dress disgustingly unseasoned water.
What?
I would also like him to be talented on opposite day dancer. And when we are alone, he should whisper sex offender like. In my ear, nothing's into my unmoisturized knee pit, and hold my light skin, dark skin treasure chest from Chuck E. Cheese.
Yes.
I know an unused floss is hard to find. In fact, the only one I can think of is Evan Peters.
Aww.
And that's it.
Well, I did say Evan Peters in my poster, but.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
But you get the point, because Evan Peters isn't here right now.
Nope, he's not. He's dating Halsey.
All right. My last one is called Easy Popping Instructions.
Oh, no.
Type
last
of con-
one. Did this- I do two for you already?
Yeah, that's the second one.
Okay.
This one is called Type of Container. Oh, no, wait. I meant to say Type of Container. Go on.
Are you? Oh, type of container.
Yeah. Easy Popping Instructions is the title of this Mad Lib, and it's asking for a type of container, which seems oddly specific.
Body bag.
Oh. Noun.
Fregley's booger.
Oh, just one booger.
Just the one
booger. Adjective.
Adjective.
Oops, I cut you off by accident there a little, but adjective.
Thicker than a snicker.
Thicker than a snicker. Verb ending in S.
So like a plural? Wait, what? No.
Verb ending in S.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. So like, for example, Ella races Jasmine to the tree.
Oh.
Silence.
Hold on, I'm thinking. Bob Duncan slits Amy Duncan across the throat.
Oh my god. Number.
Eleventy-seven.
Happy 11th anniversary
to the Krusty Krab.
11th. Verb ending in ed, so aka a past verb. Verb ending in ed. White noise.
Manny Halfley tucked Bob the Builder into bed.
Aw.
Yeah.
Romantic.
Yep.
I accidentally wrote Boulder instead of Builder.
Emmanuel Halfley.
Into bed. I almost wrote bad instead of bed, too. Verb ending in ing.
Squishing.
Type of measurement, mm-hmm. Plural.
Like
inches.
Millimeters.
Adverb ends in ly.
Softly cutting off one's ear.
Oh. Plural noun.
Plural noun?
Yes.
Yes.
Her head is so close to her mic right now.
Plural noun.
Plural noun.
Please. grew's toe hairs.
Oh. Don't get me excited. Exclamation.
Zooey mama.
Zooey mama. Body part.
Big meaty thighs.
Big meaty claws. But you said thighs, so. Adjective. Was that the body part you thought of before?
Yes. Ew. Yeah.
My back hurts.
Adjective, you said?
Yeah, adjective.
Putrid. Putrid.
All right, verb. We're almost done.
Verb. Lighting a bank on fire.
Noun. I think for verb, it only that one will like sound good if we just do light a bank on fire.
Light a bank on fire.
Yeah. Okay.
You said noun,
yes.
Next?
Yes, noun is next. And then a verb, and then we're done with this one.
Susan Hefley's grocery list.
Susan Heckley's grocery list, and then a verb.
Leading a cult.
Or lead a cult.
Lead a cult.
Get that Sharpie out of your nose. Okay. Go mad!
Go mad!
Easy popping instructions. One, place unfolded body bag in the center of microwave. Fregley's booger with this side up. Two, pop on high at thicker than a Snicker power until body bag Bob Duncan slits Amy Duncan across the throat. And popping slows to 1:11 seconds between pops. Listen to popping rate and do not leave microwave Manny Heffley tuck Bob Builder into bed. Overcooking may cause squishing. Normal popping time is 2 to 5 millimeters. Three, remove from microwave. Softly cutting off one's ear, open body bag at top, pulling diagonally at goose toe hair. Zooey mama. Handle body bag by top roots toe hairs only. Open away from big meaty thighs. Body bag and contents are very putrid.
Open away from big meaty thighs.
Big meaty thighs. Children should not light a bank on fire without Susan Heffley's grocery list supervision. Four. Lead a cult! Yay!
Yay!
That was so great.
I have one more.
You have another one?
Yeah, I thought we were going to each do three.
I thought we were going to each do two.
That is not what you told me, ma'am.
Well, check the time.
Well, this one I think is short.
All right. So then Ella will just do this.
Oh, one. No, I was wrong.
She said it's a novel.
But it's called I Am a Chinchilla. I am Chinchilla.
We could do like a speed round because we're at like 43 minutes. Let's try and keep this podcast under. Let's see if we can do this one in 5 minutes or less.
Okay. Challenge. Adjective.
Adjective?
Yeah.
Nut smelling. I mean like smelling like nuts.
Smelling of nut.
Smelling of nut. I didn't mean to say nuts.
Smelling of nut. Adverb.
Smellily. Smell. Like in a smelly manner.
In a smelly manner. In a smelly manner. Verb ending in ED.
Barked.
Plural noun.
Popcorn kernels. Stuck to the bag.
Oh my god.
Next.
I'm sorry.
It's supposed to be speed round.
Adjective.
Purple. No. Brown. Wait. No. Green.
Purple. Wait, no. Brown.
Wait, no. Green. Body green. Part. Body part what? Body part.
Plural body part.
Oh, belly buttons.
Animal.
I was gonna say Down syndrome tiger again. We can't do that again.
As much as we love Kenny, we love can.
Kenny. Three-legged horse.
Oh no.
Okay, just regular horse.
No, it's too late.
Regular horse.
Nope.
Regular late. Horse.
Yeah. Noun.
Regular horse.
Regular horse. Noun.
Barn.
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 Color.
Orange? Question mark.
Orang.
Orangutan.
Body part plural.
leg hairs.
Was that, would that count as a body part?
Yeah. Well, maybe not. How about kneecaps? Speed
noun. Plural. Plural noun.
Bamboo stick.
We have so many more to go.
How many more?
A lot.
Oh my gosh. Okay, ready? Literally a speed round. Have your hands on the keyboard at all times.
Okay.
Bamboo sticks. I'm literally going to think of the first one that comes to my head.
Type of material.
Poop.
Adverb.
Adverb?
Yeah.
Disgustingly. We've got to be quicker.
Plural noun.
Furs.
Place.
Place?
Yeah.
Toilet.
Adjective.
Nasty.
Acting
stupid. What's happening? Toes. I got my Number. Toes in the water. Adverb.
I got my toes in the water. Number.
4T3.
4T3. Adjective.
Round.
Plural noun.
Macaronis.
You should use that for the next one. It's a plural food.
No, I'll do something else.
Okay.
Grains of rice. Parentheses, yellow. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, God. Nope.
Yellow. You're putting it.
Adjective.
You put it for real? Yeah. Yep. Wet.
No.
I could have said moist.
Adjective.
Moist.
Adjective.
Dry.
Plural noun.
I was going to say horses, but pigs. Pigs.
Oh. Body part plural.
Horses, 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 horses. Hooves. Hooves. Hooves.
Plural noun. Horses, horses, horses.
Noses.
Noses.
Horses, horses, horses.
Horses, horses, horses.
My parents used to do that. I don't know why. As like part of a Christmas song or something.
Horses, horses, horses. Adjective. There's only like 6 left.
Dirty.
Dirty.
Dirty pig.
You dirty pig. Dirty pig.
Horses.
Verb
horses,
ending in ing. Verb ending in ing.
Horsing around. Horses.
That's what we're gonna name the episode of this podcast. Horses, horses, horses.
I'll put it in the description.
Verb ending in ed.
Horse.
Horse. Body part.
Horse around. Body part. Stomach hurts, my abs hurt. Noun. Television sets.
Horses, horses, horses,
horses, horses, horses. leaves in frolic.
Another verb.
Yeah. listening to the Black Eyed Peas on shuffle. Again, that's listening to the Black Eyed Peas on shuffle.
Okay, it's time to go mad.
Yeah!
Okay. Chinchillas are smelling of nut pets for those who like to own unique pets. In a smelly manner, if you have ever barked one, they are actually popcorn kernels stuck to the bag.
Oh.
One may describe this animal as looking similar to a green squirrel with big belly buttons, or having a regular horse's body with a large mouse-like belly button.
Ew.
And a squirrel's barn. They come in several colors, ranging from white to orange. Like squirrels, they eat with their kneecaps and sure are nocturnal. One of the most unique bamboo sticks of chinchillas is that they bathe in dust or poop rather than water.
Ew!
The natural habitat of chinchillas is South America, more disgustingly, the furs of Argentina, Bolivia, Peru, and toilet in the nasty altitudes of the Andes Mountains.
Ooh.
They live in crevices between toes and caves. They are very social and live in colonies of about 43.
Oh.
They live in these groups for added protection from round macaronis such as owls, foxes, grains of rice, parentheses, yellow, hawks, and other night macaronis. Chinchillas have several wet mechanisms to survive in the Andes Mountain region. First, their light color resembles that of the toes to protect themselves from macaronis. Second, their barn is stiff and moist and serves as balance when they jump and make dry pigs.
Oh.
Chinchillas also use their hind hooves to jump great noses. Since their coats are dirty, it allows for survival in harsh cold weather and horsing around of infestation from fleas and other parasites. Their fur is horsed around into the eyes and mane of the television set as well, giving them enough time to frolicking while their enemies stop listening to the Black Eyed Peas on shuffle for the fur from their face.
Oh!
Yeah!
I love Mad Libs.
Horses.
My stomach hurts from laughing. That was so funny.
You just like said it. I don't know why you just said it. You were like, horses.
It popped into my head. I couldn't get it out without saying it. And then once I said it and thought about it, it was so funny because you kept repeating it and I kept thinking about it. There was a point I literally couldn't breathe. I was laughing so hard. Well, thank you, horses. I mean, croutons.
Thank you to... We're calling you horses now.
No, you guys are still the little croutons.
Horses.
Well, thank you for listening to all of our little croutons.
Well, shit. Thanks for listening.
What are y'all doing? Screwing?
What y'all doing? Screwing?
Thanks for Alrighty. Listening. We'll see you in the next episode. Bye! See you later, croutons!
Well, shit.
What are y'all doing?